Yeah, really exciting. I was putting the schedule there together yesterday as soon as we found out, and it's just, getting chills to start playing again. It's been that long, and can't wait to play in front of the Red Army. It's been too long, but I know the guys are excited, and we've got something to work towards now. Yeah, and also we get to unfail our banner, championship banner, against the team that we played last year. So it's, to have those finals here where we couldn't have a crowd, hopefully everything's smooth and we got a full house to unfeel the banner and start our season. Yeah, well, let's hope so. We've got a lot of new players, new personnel. We've still got to add a couple of players too, with Majuk getting injured and another spot to finish. So what I do like is our team playing together. We're sharing the ball unselfish. We've got some Wildcats characteristics already in our pre-season, so that's very pleasing. Looking forward to it. Yeah, look, obviously we would have loved to have our team filled by now. There was other things that we were waiting for to fall in place, but we've got to make some decisions. We're going through the process of trialling a couple of guys, talking to a couple of guys, so hopefully in the next 2 weeks we'll be able to be settled with that. Yeah, well, Majuk getting injured really hurt us because he's such a stable player out there, so it gets a big, but also gives us an opportunity to play some young guys and play a little bit of small ball. So we're trying to get the best player possible to make the best fit, and that's what we're turning every stone over to find that. Yeah, I think with from this team last year, we lost four bigs. That's Nick, Miles, Majuk and Reese. They're all gone. So it's really a different look for our bigs and playing more open and quicker. So, we just want to play to our strengths as best as we can. Yeah, he just had a couple of niggles. We had a fair few out today with Jesse and Luke Travers out, and Clint, so obviously Majuk and Wani. So, yeah, a little bit more precautionary through pre-season, make sure they're right for when the music starts a little bit later in January. But, they should be back on court next week. I wish I knew. We're in the hands of the government agencies, and we're hoping that'll come through before the start of the season, but we've got to make some decisions shortly which way that goes. What's that deadline to make a decision around with knowing that he's an importer, knowing he might be Australian, when you have to really say we're going with him assuming he's an importer? Yeah, well, that's the $64 million question at the moment. That's what's probably been difficult, to make those decisions so quickly when we don't know the end story with Bryce. So we're anticipating when that happens. We don't know, but yeah, we've got to make decisions either way. What are the other key contacts of this COVID? Is overseas, your other league? What's the biggest issue that you have to deal with when trying to sign someone right now? Well, it's getting them here to Australia. It's the limited flights, then it's got quarantine, and then getting on court healthy and playing. So there's a lot of moving pieces, and that's the environment that we're in. We've got to be able to adapt, and I thought last year's team really adapted when it was the major focus is COVID throughout the world, and adapted and flowed with it. We've got to be able to adapt. This schedule might change. There might be something happening with the borders. We can't be high with emotions and low with disappointment. We've got to be an even keel and be adapting to the current situation. Well, yes, they are, because they're Australian. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so look, we want to get the best team we possibly can, and we're trying everything. So, but nothing for you today.
There's a bit of bad blood during the grand final series, obviously, between Sydney and Perth. Just because. What does mean, for the rest of you, we're talking providing the game. It was a long way off, but Perth, Sydney, here, there's a few ingredients there.
Yeah, look, it doesn't get any better. We're playing Sydney Kings. You know, what we had last year was the rivalry and the finals, and now we get to play in first home game. You know, Casper Ware versus Bryce Cotton had great battles throughout their history against each other. And, you know, obviously we're both missing personnel. We've got new personnel in there, but still the franchise of Kings versus the Wildcats. You know, we're looking 14,000 people, you know, coming to watch us play that game. Unveil the banner, and yeah, it's exciting.
Trev, how hopeful are you that those venue restrictions are lifted in time?
Yeah, well, it would be great to play in front of 14,000 at the RAC Arena. Just to, number one, pay our loyal fans back for the support that they've shown us through this off season, the membership that they've, you know, we've got over 11,000 members already that we haven't played since last year almost, and. A few of those have donated back if their season doesn't go ahead. But, you know, we owe our community a big game, and we're hopeful that we can have a full stadium for it.